Yeah, hello, podcast world. We're back again. Even though we're not technically live, we are still inside your ear holes.
Yeah, now this was released on a Wednesday, guys. When you're spelling the word Wednesday, do you break it into three very clear syllables?
Absolutely, because we are all five-year-olds at heart.
Yeah. And so it's like Wednesday, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Do you do this for February?
Yes.
February.
And library.
And well, you say library.
Yeah,
library.
No, but some people say library. So they should.
Yeah.
What about... This one's the ultimate one. What about prerogative?
Oh, who's writing that out, though?
Come on.
No, I mean...
What about if you're going to list, if someone's going, what are you going to play tonight, DJ? And you're like, Britney's classic, My Prerogative?
No one in the history of the world has written prerogative in a text message.
No, I wouldn't know where to start if I saw that word in a message. No. Like, if someone sent me the word prerogative, I'd be like, what a knob.
Absolutely. You know? And if it did come to mind to write the word prerogative, I'd change the whole sentence to avoid writing the word prerogative.
and you guys know how bad I am at texting. Imagine if I tried to put in prerogative into a text to you. How do you think it would come out?
It would come out as an emoji and we'd have to work it out what you meant.
It'd be two Olympic wrestlers facing off. One in red, one in blue, and we'll be like, hey, it means prerogative.
Olympic wrestling emoji is the best emoji out there. I encourage you to try it.
You're the only one who uses it, bro. Coming up on the show, though, that time we chatted to Shezi Denya about her psychopathic four-year-old.
Yeah, and also I made the mistake of calling someone an ex's name in the boudoir.
Did you really? I know you did because I was involved in that chat. I just wanted to make it a bit more dramatic.
Let's relive it, Ducko.
131060, when did your kid threaten you? Could be with violence or your life, I don't know.
Really strong words.
Yeah. The younger the child, the better, because the Denyas, Grant and co, have had an interesting 48 hours by the sounds of things based on a message that was shared by Grant on his socials. And so we get the lovely partner of Grant, Shezi Denya, on the phone. Good morning, Shezi. How are you doing today?
Morning, gang. I'm good. I'm still alive.
Okay, good.
Great.
No follow through of the threat, Shezi. Yeah.
Now, can you please take us through the text message that you sent Grant yesterday?
Firstly, I didn't say that Grant could post it, but I did note that I was getting a lot of messages from people asking if I was okay.
Okay, good.
Anyway, I had to come home and have a lie down on 2 days ago because I had a bit of a sore throat. And I said to Scout, we've got to lie down when we get home. She wasn't happy with it. She kind of said to me, you know, look at this face. We're driving, you know, during this conversation. She said, look at this face. This is my sad face because when we get home, I'm going to get a knife and chop up your body. So I tried not to veer off the road. My eyes were like dinner plates. And I was thinking, what a little psycho. I mean, I know she's different, but where did that come from?
How old's Scout, Shezi?
She's four.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And the thing with kids that age is you can't react or the thing that they'll go to
that
from
feeds
then
them.
On.
Exactly. So I didn't overreact. I just said, well, if you'll hurt me. And she's like, yep.
Were you wondering where she got it from? Were you like, this is definitely Grant's kid?
I know. It definitely comes from his side of the family.
Oh, my God. Did you try and explain, Shezi, that when you get to about maybe 14 or at least, you know, certainly my age, 28, a nap is the best thing in the world. You'll be begging me to take naps in a couple of years' time.
I know. Look, I have no idea where it came from, but I did note also the other day we were playing with Play-Doh and I remember her sister, you know, 5 years ago used to say, let's make imaginary cups of tea. And Scout said to me, let's make imaginary cups of poison.
Scout's gone dark really early.
I think we've done something wrong there.
Oh, my God. Well, the Disney villains are having a moment. I mean, you know, Maleficent's getting her own series, so maybe the villains are like now the new idol. Do you know what I mean?
Trade nicely. Yeah. There you go. That could be it.
So did you get to lie down or were you too afraid to close your eyes, Shezi?
Do you know what? I feel like I haven't slept for 2 days. She's, you know, in that time she's cut her hair and she's cut her doll's hair.
Hide all sharp objects in your house.
She's hidden the scissors from me.
Oh my gosh, you need to put a lock on the outside of her bedroom door, I think.
I'm actually moving out.
Fair enough. Well, 131060, love to get, when did your kid threaten you? Yeah. The younger the better. Shezi Denya, thank you so much for sharing that.
Stay safe at home. Please stay safe. 131060, we're talking, when did your kid threaten you?
Yes, Grant and Shezzy Denya have shared texts between each other, and Shezzy just spoke to us on the phone then, saying that her daughter Scout, who's 4 years old, said that when she lies down, she's going to cut up her body.
Yeah.
4 years old, because she wanted to take a nap because her throat was sore.
And even the line about, let's play with the Play-Doh, let's make a cups of tea with poison in
yeah.
it. Oh, man.
I'm not saying she's going to have a dark future, but...
creative, I mean, imaginations can be dark. Matthew is in Nord's Wharf. Hey, Matt.
How you going?
Good, thank you. When has your kid threatened you? Firstly, how old?
He's 5 years old and we struggle to get him to bed every night, and he always threatens us with selling our stuff, like our Xbox. And he's always like, Dad, I'm going to sell you, I'll sell your Xbox, and just tries to be a little staunch.
Does he have an eBay account, or is he doing Facebook Marketplace, or what's
this? And the Gumtree.
Oh, that's so good. Alicia in Soldier's Point, how's your kid threatened you?
So my husband and I were having a conversation about whether he should get his tooth removed or get root canal. And so I was just like, hurry up and get it done, because I was sick of listening to him whinging and complaining. And my son came up and said that, Mum, if you like, when he's asleep, I can shut the door on his tooth, in his words. So I think what he meant was tie a string to his tooth and shut the door while he was sleeping.
Yeah, I kind rip it out.
I kind of pictured a small child trying to drag him out of the bed towards the door.
Kiara in North Rockbury, what did your child do?
My child decided it was appropriate to say to my partner that he will pew him, like shoot him, and he will be dead.
Pew him.
Pew, 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 pew.
Yep.
Oh, I see.
I mean, he made it cute, yeah. I guess.
Yeah. It was not cute.
Not cute, I guess.
He's sweet but psycho, you know
yeah.
what I mean?
Oh, he's sweet but a psycho. Yep, very good.
Roxy in Adamstown, finish us off here. What did your kid do?
Yeah, hi. My youngest daughter, she's six, and she's really into these YouTube kids shows where they film themselves. So she always talks to herself in the mirror with this American accent. And I said, I'm watching her one day, and I said, oh, someone's getting a bit ridiculous. You're going to have to stop watching these shows. And she got really pissed off, and she said, oh, if I'm going to stop watching them, I'm going to give your dad all of your undies, even your dirty ones.
What a strange threat.
I mean, have you ever been at the end of a wash site? You got no undies? It's very frustrating. I feel like her daughter's really tapped into something. On 131060, I'm so excited for your stories on this team. Is your kid gross but hilarious? Like, have they done something that is truly disgusting? But also you couldn't help but lol, because this photo is going viral. We're going to share it on the Nick Jess Ducco Instagram page of a dad who says, look, I was running a bath for my toddler. He was upstairs with me and he disappeared from eyesight for just a few moments. And unfortunately, little son has a bit of a nasty habit of just taking his nappy off and pooping around the house.
Oh, good.
So dad obviously immediately goes into a panic when he loses eyesight, like, oh, crap, he's doing it again.
Where is he? What's he up to? The cereal pooer.
The cereal pooer. The poo jogger, but he's a toddler. Okay. Yeah. So he turns the bath off and quickly goes on a hunt around his house for his son. Unfortunately, not only does he find a trail that the son has left, it is very obvious where the son has ended up, because he has taken the nappy off, done a poo somewhere upstairs. But mum and dad have taught little toddler, there's stairs in our house. How do we get down do we get down the stairs safely?
On your butt.
Bum shuffled down the carpeted stairs. So dad has gone viral. He is trending at the moment because he shared an image of his lovely white shag pile carpeted stairs.
Not the shag pile.
With just this big poo trail going all the way down. And he's like, well, at least he's getting down the stairs safely. Some message is sinking in about how we, you know, keep ourselves safe around stairs.
You never get rid of that smell from the carpet, because kids poo is the grossest smell.
Oh, it is rancid.
It's the worst smell.
You can imagine in just a few hours, it racked up about 11,000 comments. One person simply writing, I would just burn the house down. Someone else said, this is why I'm glad dad, my carpets are black. Firstly, who has black carpet in their house? And secondly, I'd rather see the poo and then get rid of it than just live and not know where the poo
is. The person who owns black carpets is likely to just rub that poo in. Yeah, it didn't happen. Full creepers.
They don't have glass in their window frames. It's just obsidian. Look, little Otis, my little boy, he, one of the most adorable and funny things that he does is goes, "I love you so much. Kisses." And then he goes in with a full open mouth, tongue out, trying to French you.
What rom-coms has he been watching? Oh, my God.
Yeah, what have you been teaching him?
Did he get that technique?
And you kind of, it's like, that's gross, buddy. He's like, but I love you so much. Like, oh. It's funny, mate, but it's a no from me.
This is the same kid who was sticking the finger up the doot. Wasn't it? That's what he was doing to you guys?
His sisters.
Yeah. Hopawati,
and then
it.
Saying, don't touch your private parts.
13, 10, 60, we're talking, is your kid gross but hilarious?
Yes, because Paul Watson is going viral after sharing an image of his lovely, like, whitey beige shag pile carpeted stairs with the caption, "I'm really glad we taught our toddler son to bum shuffle safely down the stairs when he is a serial pooper, takes his nappy off and just does a secret dump somewhere around the house." Aww. "And it tries to run away when mum and dad try to catch him, but he has just slid down the stairs, leaving a lovely..."
That image, slid.
"Lovely Hansel and Gretel style trail for mum and dad to find him down the stairs."
There's a good kids book which has a title which sums this up well, Peek-a-Poo.
Yep, fantastic. Yeah. Fantastic.
There it is.
So we are asking the question on 13, 10, 60. Is your kid gross, but, like, can we have a laugh at it? Leah in West Walls End said her son likes to swizzle his toothbrush in the toilet bowl, which I can imagine the first time you're like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And then a couple more times you'll be like, okay, stop it now.
And then when he brushes his teeth, you're like, what? Stop it.
Okay, stop it.
Little creep.
Stop it, you little creep.
Melanie in Cessnock, what does your kid do?
Oh, yes. Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks. Good, thank How are you?
Good, thanks. So I went to pick up my 4-year-old daughter from daycare the other day, and her teacher said, "Look, we've had a little incident today." And I thought, oh my goodness, what's happened? She said, well, she was in the sandpit and she thought that it would be a great idea to wee in the sandpit. And I've got, like, this confused look on my face thinking, oh my gosh, why would she do that? And she said, questioned her, she said, "I just wanted some wet sand to play with."
Oh. To be fair, you can't make a sandcastle out of pure dry sand. You need to make a little bit of cement.
Yeah, yeah, that's it.